Item number one is a subdivision rezoning at 703 St. Anne's Road under file DASZ 10 of 2012.
Should we do that in French?
No. Councillor Mays.
Comment. We'll begin then. Number one on our list is 703 St. Anne's Road. We'll call forward the applicant. I believe that's Mr. Rodriguez, who is here with us. Coming down. Do we have anyone registered?
No, nobody registered in opposition.
We don't need, we basically heard all this at the last meeting.
Did you open representation last meeting, or was the meeting adjourned?
We heard from both sides at the last meeting.
You did, and then you adjourned it?
Yes.
Okay.
So they could talk.
Okay.
Mr. Rodriguez, we obviously had heard from you at our last meeting in some detail, so I don't think you need to reiterate those arguments. I'm advised that no one is registered in opposition. I don't see anyone up there who's here in opposition to 703 St. Anne's. Maybe if I can just ask you to, we sent you back to try and talk to the residents. Can you just flesh out what happened there?
I met with them and we had a meeting. I explained the project to them. I think their major concerns was just misinformation about the project. They didn't quite understand it. So once we met with them and explained the project to them, they had no concerns whatsoever after that. So,
good. Okay. Do you have? You don't have any procedural.
No.
You're good.
I dealt with this last time.
All right. I don't think we need. If no one is registered in opposition, we have Mr. Mirat here, and we have someone else with you here in support?
That's right, in support.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So now, you ask if there's anybody else in support of the application that hasn't been heard in support of the application that hasn't registered.
Okay. Yes. We should technically ask if there's anyone else in the gallery whose name has not been called who wishes to speak to the application pertaining to 703 St. Anne's Road. That would be anyone in opposition or in support. Is there anyone in opposition to the application at 703 or for information? Seeing no one then in the gallery other than the previously identified parties who are here. Thank you. All right, so any comments or questions from the administration? Mr. Kostia.
You just have the one mapping change.
Yes, thank you.
Slight modification, which you're aware of, that was communicated to you before. Right. Correct.
Good. Okay. Okay, very good. We'll enter that as Exhibit 12, and we'll be referenced, Robert.
Sorry?
We'll exhibit that as number 12, and we'll be referenced.
Okay.
Okay. Great. May I close up?
Do you need? Can you?
You want me to take the chair so you can deal with this? Is that what you're asking?
No, I was quite happy for you to.
Oh, you want me to deal with it? Okay. So what we're going to do then is we're going to move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor? Contrary? Carried.
That the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All those in favor? Contrary? Carried.
That the recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service be concurred in with the amended schedule.
All those in favor? Contrary? Carried.
And that it be forwarded to the Executive Policy Committee via the priority rezoning process.
Yes.
The following supporting reasons being that it's consistent with our Winnipeg and some of the strategies in our Winnipeg. And so I will further move that the public hearing with respect to this application be concluded.
All those in favor? Contrary? Carried.